I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
Pop the glampagne. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current event scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
In a world where two beautiful blonde women settle for nothing less than excellence from themselves, from their friends, from their loved ones, Julie Tussey, Shemaine Nugent.
Thanks, but honestly, when I met Ted, I couldn't have told you one song that he sang if my life depended on it.
Just when you thought you had a handle on self-control, excellence, vigor, life, and the meaning thereof.
And I wanted to do rather than watch or so much listen. So it was really crazy to me that I actually found someone in the rock and roll industry who didn't drink or smoke. So I think that was the first thing that we had in common.
When the bold, the blonde, the beautiful decide, go big or go home.
Like, some of our best moments together are honestly sitting on the front porch watching our dogs and just watching the sunset. So we have a lot of those moments.
In the continuing struggle for power, prestige, and position, finally, two who have decided game over.
To answer your question, it's great and it's trying at times, but we've been married for 28 years, so we're doing something right.
We thought we understood shock and awe. Now, Shemaine Nugent.
Yeah. To be honest with you, the first 7 years of our marriage, I was pissed off because he was gone, and I didn't realize that I wouldn't be going on the road with him.
We thought we understood shock and awe. Now, Julie and Shemaine.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can.
Reigning force, I think. I feel like now I'm on a mission from God, and I'm unstoppable.
In a world where mediocrity rules, now let the light shine on. Julie Tussey, Shemaine Nugent.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
I know how grateful I am and how important it is to take care of yourself. So I'm on a mission from God to spread my passion for healthy living with others.
So much intelligence, so much power, so much in such beautiful packages.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
Power overload. Julie Tussey.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde.
Well, we're with Shemaine Nugent today. What a pleasure it is to have you with us. We are so excited about you being here. How are you today, Shemaine?
I'm doing well, thank you. And thanks again for having me. I appreciate it. How are you?
I am doing great. I think that you and I may have a lot in common, so I'm really excited. Number one, you're Shemaine Nugent, so I'm like totally excited about that. You know what? I've been doing some pre-bragging on the program, telling everybody you're coming, and I say, Shemaine Nugent is coming, and she's a force to be reckoned with.
Aw, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, hey, I'm from Michigan, and I was wondering if you're from Michigan.
Of course I am. Uh-huh. All great Midwestern gals are from Michigan. Well, not, there's some other good ones out there, too.
Yeah, there's some great ones, but definitely Michigan girls are a force to be reckoned with, and we are something else to deal with. And one thing I've noticed about you is that when you decide to do something, you're going to do it.
You know, it took me a long time to get that way. But if it's really in my heart and mind and soul, then yeah, I'm going to do it. And I think the older I get, the more propensity I have to finding and doing the things that make my heart sing.
Exactly. I love that. I love that phrase. I was thinking about it today. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been singing publicly since I was 9 and have 7 CDs, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that is such a great phrase, to do something that makes your heart sing. I love that. So kudos to you for coining that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you know, one thing about Michigan girls I wanted to ask you is, do you think we get our bulldog tenacity from overcoming the horrendous winter elements, or how do you think we get all this strength?
I really do. And, you know, some of the things that we've had to deal with, the ice and the wind and the, I remember going to school at Central Michigan University, walking to class in a blizzard. And that definitely builds character. And if you can get through some of the hard winters that we've had in Michigan and all over the Midwest, then I think it really can help you endure a lot of other life challenges.
I do too. I think it makes you strong. I don't know if you grew up out in the country, but I grew up around the Midland area, and we worked hard, and we cut wood, and we raised animals, and it's just a unique lifestyle all to its own, but it makes you very strong.
Absolutely. I didn't grow up in the country too much. I would say the suburbs, but I had an older brother who liked to race motocross, and I wanted to do everything my older brother Guy did. So I started racing motocross, and I think that that's part of the reason that I have that gusto for life and I get up and go, and that I can do anything, he can do better. Maybe I didn't ride a motorcycle better than my brother, but I wanted to try.
I also had motorcycles, so I totally relate with you. I knew we would have a lot in common.
Great.
We'll have to go motorcycle racing sometime, Shemaine.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So I was going to just ask you a few questions. I'm really excited about the things that you're doing. And, of course, we have a pretty good fan base, and I'm from Michigan. So, of course, I grew up knowing about Ted Nugent, and you are married to Ted Nugent. How is that? Is that like a wild rock and roll life, or is your life kind of normal?
How long is this show?
As long as you need, darling.
I could just tell you, you know, story after story. In fact, I wrote a book called Married to a Rock Star because so many people have asked me that question. But I have to start by saying I wasn't a rock and roll fan when I met Ted. In fact, I worked at a rock and roll radio station in Detroit, WLLZ, but as the traffic reporter. My job was just to report the traffic conditions in Detroit and come in and out of the studio every half an hour. And Ted came in and filled in for the morning crew for a whole week. So in radio, as you and I are doing, our job is to talk to each other and to banter and get to know each other. And I didn't know anything about Ted. My brother was a huge rock and roll fan and told me a few things, but honestly, when I met Ted, I couldn't have told you one song that he sang if my life depended on it. And I think that worked in his benefit, because I'm still learning some of the words to his songs, and I'm thinking, you actually wrote that? I don't... But, you know, what really attracted me to Ted was when I met him back in 1988, I was a group fitness instructor. I was teaching about 15 classes a week in West Bloomfield, and I never met a guy who didn't drink or smoke. And I was just so consumed with healthy living and being active. I was a cheerleader at Central Michigan University, and of course, racing motocross. And I had been a Michigan state champion swimmer twice, not Michigan State, but Michigan AAU. And so I just was born to be active. And I wanted to do rather than watch or so much listen. So it was really crazy to me that I actually found someone in the rock and roll industry who didn't drink or smoke. So I think that was the first thing that we had in common.
That is really unusual, I would think. But yay, Ted.
Yeah, but you know, to answer your question, what's it like to be married to a rock star? There's a lot of highs and a lot of lows, and there's a lot of middle of the road stuff. Like, some of our best moments together are honestly sitting on the front porch watching our dogs and just watching the sunset. So we have a lot of those moments, but we have the opportunity to meet a lot of celebrities, and President Trump we met, and Ted did a couple of rallies for him in Michigan. And so those are that's the highlights, but there's also a lot of tribulations, a lot of trying things. And I wrote about that in my book, Married to a Rockstar, and also in my latest book, 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy, where, you know, rock stars can, stray, and like anybody else too, like doctors and lawyers and dentists and other people. But I think in the rock and roll industry, it's just more prolific to have that opportunity to be surrounded by, you know, beautiful women, and that's part of it. So to answer your question, it's great, and it's trying at times, but we've been married for 28 years, so we're doing something right.
Yes, that's amazing. Gary and I have been married 21 years this year, and although I've not come anywhere close to the kind of rock and roll life you've had, I have seen some of the things you're talking about, and I think that people think that it's just like this big high all the time for you, but the things that you mentioned are true. Like, rock and roll is his passion and his job, but it can bring so much more into your life that you wouldn't get if he was like going 9 to 5 and checking in somewhere.
Yeah.
So I understand
to be honest
that.
With you, the first 7 years of our marriage, I was pissed off because he was gone and I didn't realize that I wouldn't be going on the road with him. And I stayed home and helped raise his kids, Sasha and Toby, who lived with us. And then Rocco came along. So I was a single parent for about the first, few years of our marriage. And I really got pissed off about that. It's like, that's not what I signed up for.
Right.
But then I realized, you know what? I got the best of both worlds, because Ted and I have the opportunity to miss each other. And if you're around each other 7 days a week, boy, that could get exhausting. I don't care who you're rooming with or you're married to, or you have to be together every single day. You need a break once in a while. And so this lifestyle offers us that. But I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world. It can be trying as well. There are times, days, and weeks that we don't see each other. We don't go longer than, I would say the longest we've been apart would be 2 weeks. But it's difficult, because especially if you're a single parent, right. I understand and can empathize with so many other women out there who take on that task. It's often very difficult and very trying, but there's a lot of rewards too.
Yeah, I'm also married to a guitar rock star. I don't know if you knew that. His name is Gary Tussey, is my husband, and I do feel fortunate that we have been able to work in music together and not have to go through that where you stay home and they go out all the time. And I would be really ticked off all the time too. If I had to stay home. So I understand.
Yeah, it's interesting because what you said earlier is a lot of people might look at our lives and think, wow, you got it made. And how awesome is it? Yeah, there are wonderful moments and then there are very trying moments. And I spend a lot of time by myself, but I have also gotten to appreciate that. I get control of the channel changer.
Right. He who has the remote is the boss.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, 28 years is a wonderful, wonderful testimony to working on marriage. And I can tell that the kind of woman you are, you do work on your marriage a lot.
We do. It is. And I will tell you, too, it's funny because Ted's not much of a gift giver. Which pisses me off a little bit. You know, what woman doesn't like to open up something on Christmas or their birthday or whatever? But then he'll do things like the other day I was on a trip and I was gone 4 days, not that long. I came home, he picked me up from the airport with both of our dogs in the car, and he had some flowers in his hand. Then I got home and he had 2 dozen roses for me.
Aww. That's
so
great.
He can be a bit of a softy.
Aww. I know he puts out a hard front and a strong front, but you can tell that you guys really love each other. We follow you on social media. My husband actually told me about you because he was really impressed with the things that you're doing. And so I've been following you for a while. But I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do. And it's really important, I think, that, okay, you and I are the same age, but I'm 29. I'm staying 29 forever.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting. You know what? I don't really chuck up too much to age. Mm-mm. And I'll tell you why. If you followed us, you know what happened to our home that was once featured on MTV Cribs. It was contaminated with black mold between the walls. We never saw anything, but Ted and I and our son Rocco got very, very sick. I was diagnosed with having pre-emphysema, and I don't smoke. And it took about a year of our life, and we lost everything. We lost our home with all of the contents, including some of Ted's guitar memorabilia, but mm-hmm. also my son's baby pictures. And then losing your health, and when you finally have the grace of God and the opportunity to get it back, that was my reigning force, I think. I feel like now I'm on a mission from God, and I'm unstoppable because once I got my health back, I know how grateful I am and how important it is to take care of yourself. So I'm on a mission from God to spread my passion for healthy living with others.
I love that. I feel like I'm on a similar mission, and that's why I was going to say, being our age, it's really important, I think, to share the things that we've learned with other people so that they can learn from that. And I had in my mm-hmm. notes today to talk to you about your house. How did you figure out that you had all that mold in there and that kind of thing was happening in your home?
This was about 16 years ago, and so even the topic of mold was not prevalent. Nobody talked about it as much as it's at least talked about now and people understand it more. But I became an investigative sleuth. I was getting sicker and sicker, and I never slept when I was in there. I just felt like, and Ted too, Ted had a lot of the same symptoms that I did. So if he hadn't, I'm sure he would have thought I was crazy. But we couldn't sleep, and yet we'd go away and sleep in hotels and feel like we slept like babies. And then we would come home, and there would be shortness of breath and headaches and chronic fatigue. I mean, just chronic fatigue. And for me, I get debilitating migraines. And there was a time where Ted had to take me to the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack. And they sent me home in a wheelchair because I couldn't walk and they couldn't find out what was wrong. So I went to dozens of doctors, some of which told me that maybe I was too healthy and I should start eating at McDonald's.
Oh my gosh.
But I ultimately, thankfully, found an attorney who told us what our symptoms were before we had to tell him. And he was actually representing an entire subdivision in Michigan where all of the homes were contaminated with toxic mold. So we ended up getting the house tested 3 times until we got a positive test. But the first couple of times, I really don't believe that they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And to this day, if I have a friend who is going through something like that and they suspect they have mold in their home, the first thing I say is, let me look at the mold report, because I can read it better than, well, not better than a lot of the experts, but I know what to look for.
Right. Well, you have to self-educate. I do a lot of studying on health and nutrition and things like that, and I have read about mold. So when I heard your story about that, I was not surprised. But isn't it so cool how God will make a way for you to meet up with the people you need to meet and find out the things that you need to find out if you're looking to improve your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, if I were to look back at what happened to me, I wouldn't have wished this journey on anybody, because it was difficult. There, like I said, there were times when I thought I was dying, and our son really got sick as well. He had severe asthma and was on breathing treatments, and watching your child go through something like that while you're sick is devastating. And we were so frustrated because we tried everything. But you mentioned how God leads you, and the interesting thing for me is that I always wanted to write about this story. I wanted to share the story in hopes of helping others endure similar situations, or even just becoming braver in their life. And the funny thing was, I'd written a book, Married to a Rockstar, about 16 years ago, and so I know how to write a book, but the words to this book just weren't flowing from me. You know, mm-hmm. Life gets in the way, and we all get really busy. And I was going to write a book called 50 is the New 30, because I felt so much better. And I thought, I ended up getting well again and becoming an international Zumba fitness presenter. And I traveled all over the world teaching people basically half my age, a lot of Zumba fitness routines. But I wanted to share my story, my journey from health to sickness and back to health again. But I hadn't written a word in years. And one night I said my prayers and asked God for guidance, and that I wanted to help people, and I wanted the words to flow so rich and like milk and honey, so that they would be nourishing for people. And the next morning, Juliet, all I can say is I woke up and I had this incredible, bold, dynamic message that I had never had before, and it was so strong. And I had the message to the name of the book, which was not 50 is the New 30. It was 4 minutes a day, rock and roll your way to happy. And I thought, wow, this is great. I can talk about more things than just healthy living. I can talk about creating the life of your dreams and little things that everybody can do every single day in just a few minutes that can change their lives. And I realized I was having a conversation with God.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So, yeah, it was incredible. And then I had this message while I'm having this conversation with God. I had this message that I should write the book in 3 days. And then I thought, okay, now that's ridiculous. I can't. And now I'm arguing with God. I can't. Who could do anything in 3 days? And I realized that day was Good Friday. And something very spectacular and miraculous happened in 3 days. So that was the inspiration and motivation I needed. And I wrote the book in 3 days.
And it is very good. I'm halfway through it right now, and I really, really am enjoying it. I think it's really cool how it's almost Easter now while you're on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And that it just spoke to your heart. You know, when we will just do what's in our heart to do, things will fall in place. And I've always believed that. We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be right back.
I'm Julie Tussey. smart enough to be a blonde.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tessie Show.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of The Julie Tessie Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tessie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tessie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
In a world where two beautiful blonde women settle for nothing less than excellence. From themselves, from their friends, from their loved ones. Julie Tessie, Shemaine Nugent.
Thanks, but honestly, when I met Ted, I couldn't have told you one song that he sang if my life depended on it.
Just when you thought you had a handle on self-control, excellence, vigor, life, and the meaning thereof.
And I wanted to do rather than watch or so much listen. So it was really crazy to me that I actually found someone in the rock and roll industry who didn't drink or smoke. So I think that was the first thing that we had in common.
When the bold, the blonde, the beautiful decide, go big or go home.
Like, some of our best moments together are honestly sitting on the front porch watching our dogs and just watching the sunset. So we have a lot of those moments.
In the continuing struggle for power, prestige, and position, finally, two who have decided game over.
To answer your question, it's great and it's trying at times, but we've been married for 28 years, so we're doing something right.
We thought we understood shock and awe. Now, Shemaine Nugent.
Yeah. To be honest with you, the first 7 years of our marriage, I was pissed off because he was gone, and I didn't realize that I wouldn't be going on the road with him.
We thought we understood shock and awe. Now, Julie and Shemaine.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can.
Reigning force, I think. I feel like now I'm on a mission from God, and I'm unstoppable.
In a world where mediocrity rules, now let the light shine on. Julie Tessie, Shemaine Nugent.
Get on the Julie Tessie train. We're going somewhere, baby.
I know how grateful I am and how important it is to take care of yourself. So I'm on a mission from God to spread my passion for healthy living with others.
So much intelligence, so much power, so much in such beautiful packages.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
Power overload. Julie Tessie.
I'm Julie Tessie, smart enough to be a blonde.
And we're back now with Shemaine Nugent on the Julie Tussie Show. We're here to help you have a better life. And Shemaine Nugent is a force to be reckoned with. She will help you to improve your life tremendously. We're hearing some great and awesome things from her today. And we're going to continue right now. We were talking about how she wrote the book, 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy. And Shemaine, we had talked about that you found mold in your house, and I'm sure it was a dream house and it was beautiful and it was on MTV Cribs and all of that. When you realized what was going on, I'm sure that you didn't just get better overnight. Did you share these things, how you got better, in your book, or is it something you can share with us now?
Both, yes. Julie, I shared it in my book, but also I'm thinking about writing a follow-up book, because every day, especially on Facebook, I interact a lot on Facebook. I do Facebook Live, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter. Every day somebody says, what should I do? I'm sick, or somebody in my life is sick, and I want to know what you did to get better. So here's what I did. Here's what we did. First, you have to remove yourself from the environment. And we tried to stay in the house as long as we could, and we just kept getting sicker and sicker. And the problem is that the mold mycotoxins are so small, obviously, that it doesn't show up in x-rays. Hmm. But when you know when you don't feel good, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't describe it, but you just know. And I knew as a fitness instructor since 1980, I knew how my body should feel, and something was devastatingly wrong. So I had a couple of choices. One, I could go to traditional doctors that would basically give me medication to cover the problem. And then I started talking to people who sent me to a place called the Environmental Health Center in Dallas that was run by, or is run by, a Dr. William Ray, who actually Suzanne Summers interviews in her book, her latest book. Dr. Ray treated me. And we did a lot of what they call alternative remedies, or now it's called functional medicine. I did vitamin IVs, oxygen. First I would go into a sauna, an infrared sauna, which affects you on a cellular level. Then you shower immediately afterwards, because your cells have an amazing ability to regenerate. They can die off, but also regenerate. So toxins are, a lot of people don't realize that our skin is the biggest organ that we have on our body, and to get rid of all the dead skin cells and to help regenerate by skin brushing really helped a lot. And then I would do 2 hours of vitamin IV, and while I was doing vitamin IV, I was doing oxygen therapy as well. And I was on a specific diet, a rotation diet, just to help figure out what other foods I could be allergic to and could be exacerbating my problem. Because a lot of times we don't feel good and we don't know why, but it could actually be the food that we eat.
Right. I totally agree. I've been going through some of that myself and doing some food elimination and trying to find out, because it's very important that we do everything that we can do to feel good. Because when you feel good, you're going to live a much better life.
Yeah, and the older I get, the more I realize, you know what, life is all about having a good night's sleep and just feeling good.
That's what I was talking to Gary about. Yes, exactly. I told him, I am just not getting enough sleep. I need more sleep.
Well, girl, I got to hook you up with these superfood protein supplements that Ted and I take that have changed my life. And it does work as a cellular blood cleanse, which I think is why it resonated so much with me. But I'll tell you more about that if you're interested.
Yes, I am.
My life.
I was listening to one of your podcasts while I was doing my makeup, and it's too bad our Skype didn't work, because I was dressed so cute for you today.
Aww.
Maybe I'll send you a picture. But I was
listening. No, I saw you. You looked good.
Oh, thank you. I was like rocking it, sister. I put on my net. It, you know, this is people can only hear, so we have to be like very descriptive. But I have on black leather with a net sweater with a tank under. I'm looking really good.
Well, you got to do some selfies at least, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have to post something. But anyway, what were we talking? Oh, yes, I'm very interested in the products. And I was thinking I would like to have something that I can offer on my podcast, too, to people. And it sounds like that might be right up our alley. And, you have just been such a blessing. And now, on top of this, I hope you do write your second book, by the way. I think that people really need to know about holistic medicine and doing other things. I'm so anti-medicine unless I'm dying that I only even take Tylenol if I'm, like, very ill. So I'm always trying to improve myself and my health because there's so much in my life that's important and I want to be here to take care of my children and grandchildren and my family and friends. But I wanted to say I am so excited about your podcast, This Rockin' Life. I love your titles. I love your titles. How are you enjoying the podcast business?
I love it, especially because I started radio in 1980, believe it or not, way back when I was attending Central Michigan University. I got the 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday morning time slot to do newscasts, and I loved it, but nobody else wanted that because everybody else was out partying. And I just loved it, and it's the one thing that's been missing in my life since Ted and I had been married, that I wanted to get back to my roots and I wanted to get back into radio. I love talking to people. I love finding out about what makes them tick. And I love finding out things that I didn't know. Like I interviewed a Dr. Kapil Gupta, mm-hmm. who helps professional athletes get to the next level. And he said a few things in there in my podcast that I did with him that changed my life.
Right. I've had that happen already, and it's very exciting. I actually saw that in the rotation, and I'm going to go listen to that. But isn't it amazing the technology today that we can just send out sound bites and change people's lives?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all put here on Earth for a reason, mm-hmm. and I think it's to find our gift and then give it away and to share it with everybody else.
I think we're twins separated at birth.
Oh.
that's exactly what I say.
Aww.
Yeah. Aw. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to come on with us today. And we're honored to have you on the Julie Tussey Show. We are rooting for you. We love you. And Ted, we follow you on the social media lines. And we want other people to know about you. How can people find you?
They can go to my website, and it's Shemaine, Shemaine Nugent, Nugent, .rocks, R-O-C-K-S. And there's a link to my podcast there, to my blogs. I've got some fitness videos that I've linked up there, and also information about Isagenics, the superfood protein that Ted and I are taking. And, you know, he uses the performance line, which is for athletes. He uses that on stage because, you know, what these guys do on stage for 90 minutes, they're athletes. They need extra get up and go. And this stuff, Julie, has just changed our lives immensely.
It sounds really, really good. Gary, did you want to say anything to Shemaine?
Just thank you. Thank you so much.
He got
for
himself.
What, Gary?
Say that again. I missed it.
I was
it.
The one who introduced you to Julie. I was a big fan first, and I said, you have got to hear Shemaine. And Julia dragged her feet sometime. It took a couple weeks of me saying, you have got, no, you have got to hear Shemaine.
Aw, well, thank you for being the instigator and go-between, Gary.
Yeah, he's good. He kind of watches out for me. He's a great husband, and he's 100% the wind beneath my wings, tacky but true. Anyway, kind of like awesome. You and Ted. I love it. Yep. I love that you go out and do your own thing, that, you know, a lot of women who are married to someone who is such a large, iconic personality and a rock star would just like attach their wagon to that star and go for that. But I love that you have your own thing, your own life going, and I appreciate that. How is Ted, by the way, before we go today?
He's doing great. He's 68, and he's getting ready to go on tour again. Last year, he did 58 concerts in 68 days and said it was the best tour of his life. And honestly, swear to God, because of these products. I mean, I'm never tired, Julie. I'm never tired. All day long, I'm never tired. I have zero cravings, and I sleep like a baby.
Oh, we're going to check them out. We'll encourage other people to check them out. I didn't ask you this because you're so beautiful. You just posed in a bikini at 54, and you actually said you had a weight problem at one time.
Oh, I did. I did. When I was also on my blog, you can check out that photo of me in a bikini at age 54.
Looking good.
Well, thank you. I also posted a photo of my college cheerleading days when I was 30 pounds heavier. And here is, in that photo, a guy lifting me up over his head, which is a typical standard cheerleading move. But don't you think that guy would have appreciated that I was 30 pounds less?
<You know? laughs> But so, he's from Michigan.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I've struggled with weight all my life. And right now, I don't hate me. You promise you won't hate me?
No, I won't.
But I eat whatever I want, and I've got it figured out. And I think that that's, I know what it's like to struggle with your weight. I know what it's like to eat a whole, what is it, a quart of Haagen-Dazs, and then wake up the next morning like a hangover, feeling so guilty. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like to just look at the covers of magazines where these teenagers, of course, are just real thin, skinny, and they don't eat. And that's supposed to be the epitome of what women should look like, and it's not.
Right.
So I posted that picture of me being 54 for a couple of reasons. Number one, yeah, I work for it. I work my ass off, but I love it. I love fitness. And I want to share everything I know with people because I know what that struggle is like to not feel good. Like, even if I gain a few pounds here and there, when you put on your favorite jeans and you got stuff hanging over, it ain't a good feeling. Mm-mm. You know? And it can ruin your day. So, yeah, I posted that picture with some, also some ideas about how you can lose a few pounds, get in shape, and feel good just in time for summer.
Well, I think it's very encouraging, and you are rocking it, Shemaine. You are rocking it, and I'm very proud of you. Thank you for sharing your story with us. We're really glad that you came on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be talking to you again, homegirl.
All right. You got
it. Have a good, good day.
You too. Take care.
I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.